Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host Mike Wobschall inside TCO Studios, rested and relaxed after the Vikings bye week, ready to get to work. Thanks for sending in your questions. Let's get right to them. Number one comes from Monty. Where should most of the credit lie with the offensive line improvement? I think with the players. Got to give guys like Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers and Pat Elflein credit for coming in here, playing well, and helping that offensive line improve. Also credit to Joe Berger and Nick Easton, two guys returning from last year's group who have stepped up their game to help generate improvement. Rick Spielman, the scouting staff, they get some credit. Nice draft with Elflein, and it looks like Danny Isadora might have some juice down the line, and then two good free agent signings with the two tackles on the edge in Reiff and Remmers. And then Tony Sperano, the position coach, he gets some credit for getting all those guys to gel and play well and get better every single week. Ken from Winnipeg has the next one. Please explain why the Vikings use Murray as much as they do when it's obvious that McKinnon is more explosive as a runner and receiver. Sure, that's an easy one. The thing you have to remember about Murray is he did not, because of injury, participate in the offseason program, training camp, or the preseason. So really, when it comes down to it, he's just getting going. And we're halfway through the season. It's going to be nice to have some fresh legs and a guy who's just getting going and hitting his stride when the rest of the league is past the halfway point and is starting to get tired and worn out. I like that. The other thing is, it's good to have two backs in your offensive system, especially two backs with complementary styles. McKinnon and Murray are two different types of runners, and you need that if you want to have a balanced offense. I think Murray is just getting going. The next question comes from Sam. Do you think Keenum has the ability to take the Vikings far into the playoffs if or when they get there? A quarterback who doesn't take sacks, doesn't turn it over, and is efficient on third downs, with a defense like ours that gives up about 17 points per game and only 15 at home, yeah, that quarterback can take you through a playoff run. Whether Case will be the guy to do that or not remains to be seen, but the way he's played in the first half of the season is encouraging. Caleb from Malawi has the next question. I haven't heard anything about Sam Bradford in a while. What is his condition, and when do you believe he'll be able to return? Coach Zimmer has asked this every single week, and he gives the same answer. He's feeling better all the time. So that's a good sign. For the time being, the Vikings are going to have to roll with Case Keenum, Kyle Sloter, and maybe a healthy Teddy Bridgewater. We'll see if he is activated from the PUP list this week. The next question comes from Casey. What do you hope to see the most when the Vikings return from the bye to face the Redskins? I want to see a team that can run the ball efficiently, doesn't turn it over, and doesn't look lethargic coming off of a rest. Now, that's going to be a challenge against the Redskins team that just beat Seattle in Seattle last week. They're going to be confident and ready to go, so the Vikings are going to have to give them their best shot. Our final question comes from Eric. Who is your all-time favorite Viking since you have been a fan? Mine is John Randall. Well, I've been a fan for a while. I grew up here, so I'm going to go with Chris Carter. Not many receivers better at doing what they do than Chris Carter, as sure-handed as they come. I will give you some credit, though. John Randall, he was a fun one to watch, and Johnny and Chris were on the same teams in the 90s. A lot of good teams there. Danny Green took him to the playoffs like every single year. But also, how about Brett Favre? He was fun to watch in 2009. Plus, I worked here, so I got a front row seat at that as well. Lots of fun players to watch in Vikings history. Hopefully, this year's team gives us a lot of fun coming down the stretch. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. Thanks for submitting your questions this week, and please do so again for next week's show, because we'll be back again after, hopefully, a big Vikings win against the Redskins.